This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
The bond between our two countries is deep and sincere, and both our nations benefit from a close and honest relationship between our two governments. A strong, prosperous, and vibrant Mexico is in the best interests of the United States and will keep and help keep for a long, long period of time, America together. Both of our countries will work together for mutual good, and most importantly, for the mutual good of our people. Mr. President, I want to thank you. This has been a tremendous honor, and I call you a friend. Thank you.
Well, churros for everybody, man. I'm telling you, this was extremely positive, I thought, and could have been the moment that Donald Trump needed for his presidential run. And I got to imagine the Democrats are trying to do everything they can. I mean, you heard them last night as I was surfing the different channels to hear their response. It was amazing, Scott. You know, as you and I have been talking about, you know, Donald Trump, no matter what, in his world, if the sky is blue, they've got to insist it's green. They just have to be so contrarian. And they just do not like this situation at all because this really, you know, preempts, you know, the situation altogether with one Hillary Clinton. I mean, she's in a very, very difficult spot here. Been given an invitation to show up. Trump gets an invitation and lickety-split. In a matter of days, he's there with the president of Mexico and dealing, you know, about these issues. And they did talk about the wall, and that's fine. The president says he's not going to pay for it. But there's all kinds of ways, as we know, in business, there's all kinds of ways to make that happen. And in order, you got to imagine, in order to save face, you know, the president of Mexico is going to say he's not going to pay for it. Well, maybe not overtly, but there's going to be other ways in which that can happen, including maybe a shared, it was suggested, a shared project. I mean, President Obama talked about shovel-ready jobs. How about a shovel-ready job there at the border where you got both sides participating, labor forces of Americans and Mexicans together building that wall? But I believe that still what needs to be a component there. Go ahead, Scott, and then I'll get into that other component I think that's missing.
To touch on what you're talking about, there's other ways. I mean, obviously, those people that donate to the Clinton Foundation aren't donating specifically for the thing that they you know, the favor that they get. I mean, they're donating to the Clinton Foundation, right? I mean,
no, they're donating for the favor they get, but they're telling everybody else it's for other purposes. Yes,
so
exactly.
That's exactly what the president of Mexico would do. I mean, maybe he gives us a kickback in another thing that he says, you know, maybe you're giving $400 million for something that happened, you know, 30 years ago. Maybe that's why the $400 million is going there instead of for, you know, paying a ransom, right?
Right, exactly. Exactly. There's ways to make this work to where, and I think that Donald Trump did something that he had to do, and that is, and as I was discussing this with some of the insiders of Trump, of the Trump campaign, it has to be win-win, and he talked in terms of it being win-win. And I was glad to hear that expression because before it had seemed like it was always going to be at the expense of the Mexican government. You have to give them their dignity and their right, and I think that was on display, mutual dignity and mutual right and acknowledgement that both sides needed to have a border for their own nationalism and their own concern of their own people. It was clear the president of Mexico loves his people. Donald Trump loves America and he loves Americans. And we need to do right, both sides, where it's mutually benefiting. That's what came out for me. And I think it was a strong, strong night all the way around between that and the presentation of his immigration plan in Arizona. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 5 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got more coming up.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you 6 minutes after the top of the hour right now. For more information on the show, and I mean, there is tons of information there for you. Also, some great opportunities with our sponsors. By all means, take advantage of them. In fact, Logo Software made the announcement that they're number seven. They've upgraded to number seven. That's just been released. A great deal there. We've got an opportunity there on the website. Click on it. Save 15%. I use the software. I think Logo Software is just outstanding, a great tool. And I've been using it now for, gosh, I think at least 10 years. And it has just been a fantastic software Bible study program. It is complete. I mean, the whole package. But click on it. Look at it. And when you talk to them, make sure you tell them that Bill Martinez sent you their way. And happy studying, happy reading. You will enjoy it. But then the other sponsors that are there, we appreciate their support of Bill Martinez Live. And good to have you as well and your support here as we continue to address the issues in life that are important to you, that are life-changing, that are going to make a difference to help get this country back on track. Well, Ramesh Arunachalam is back with us. He wears many hats. He's an engineer. He is, you know, by training, and in the last 25 years, he's been a columnist with the Hindu Business Line and Money Life, a filmmaker and entrepreneur, also a development practitioner, strategic advisor working on issues pertaining to the financial sector regulation and supervision, financial inclusion, microfinance, and it is extensive, to say the least. So we're very privileged to have Ramesh with us. Ramesh, good morning. Good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Good morning, Bill. It's lovely to be back. Thank you.
Well, good. Hey, let's talk about Donald Trump, what he was able to affect there in Mexico with the president of Mexico and with his immigration policy last night. What was your perspective on that?
Yes, I think it was very dignified, as mm-hmm. you rightly said. And I think it was very dignified. And I think it's got anything that's got to happen has to happen with mutual benefit. And mm-hmm. I think yes. that was the spirit. And that was very evident, very clear. And I think mutual respect, mutual benefit is a win-win situation for everybody.
And I got to tell you, Ramesh, especially with Hispanic people, the president of Mexico, respect, you know, because I mean, obviously I'm Hispanic, a name like Martinez, right? This is inbred in our dignity and in our DNA. People need to understand how huge an issue respect is. In America, words kind of matter, not really. You know, it's bantered about. The whole issue of respect has been so compromised in our culture that sometimes it's shocking and refreshing at the same time when we see it. And I think Donald Trump provided for the American people a lesson in respect. Yes, you can be passionate, but you also need to allow for the other person's voice to be validated and to be participating in the conversation. And I think that to, you know, President Nieto's credit, for him to reach out to both Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton and say, look, hey, can we talk? And Donald Trump immediately responds. I mean, this was done within, what, 4 or 5 days to get this thing together, which is unusual. Well, so it really demonstrates the, I guess if you want to say, the acumen and the strength of the team and the advisors and counselors of Donald Trump to make sure that he was there first and he made it happen. And then Hillary was, I think, caught off guard. As one commentator, John Zemerick from the stream, said, well, maybe the president didn't offer enough money to have her, you know, come. He didn't give her a big enough appearance fee, so maybe that's why she didn't show up. I don't know.
Well, that's really funny. Anyway, that's true.
Yeah. But for Trump's credit, he did show up, and respect, as you say, Ramesh, was on display, and both parties had a chance. Of course, you know, the mainstream media was going nuts, you know, because they've been all over Trump that he wasn't presidential enough. So now here he is on a national stage with a president of a significant country, what, our third trade partner, Mexico. And he's on the stage with them. And it was excellent optics for this, you know, for his presidential campaign.
Sure. And having a border is not a bad thing. Having a real border, is a physical border, is important. But building it with dignity, building it with a mutual benefit is critical. And that came through yesterday.
And I think that some Americans were surprised to hear Mexico's position, their complaints about, you know, the dirty money going into Mexico, the gun running. And I was wondering how many people would pick up on that and remember that it was the Obama administration and Eric Holder that sent in 2,000 automatic weapons into Mexico and put them in the hands of the drug cartel there. And, you know, and without President Nieto saying specifically, when he talked about the guns coming into Mexico, that's what really came to mind immediately when he said that, for me anyway.
Right.
So, Ramesh, let me ask you, in terms of Hillary Clinton, where she is right now, because your article that you wrote about in terms of reviewing Hillary Clinton's candidature, where does she stand right now in your eyes and in your projection as Madam President?
Yeah. See, actually, we left off a couple of very important issues last time, and I wanted to pick on them, start with
okay.
that. And I think it's very, very critical because I think everybody in America will relate to this. All of us were, everybody in America, everybody worldwide was affected by the 2007-2008 financial crisis, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There's no question. Everybody was affected. And the most interesting thing here is that there are 6 institutions that she's spoken to. And she still refuses to release the transcript of the speeches. And that's very, very, disheartening. And it's also, it makes me anxious because these 6 institutions, Bank of America, Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, Deutsche Bank, Citibank, Merrill Lynch, were at the forefront of the financial crisis. They were at the forefront of the financial crisis. And if you see, they received the largest amount of taxpayer bailouts, okay? Mm. And during a 16-year period, they've lobbied the government at least 2,400 times, and they've made large amounts of donation to the Clinton Foundation. Mm-hmm. And if you see the financial crisis, if you see the FCIC report, FCIC is the Financial Crisis Inquiry Commission, pre-commission that was looking into the crisis. It said, we underestimated the power and ability of Wall Street to lobby, okay? And here are these institutions, and they were always lobbying for the weakest regulator. They were always lobbying for a freeway with no traffic lights. And here is a president, a potential president or a presidential nominee who speaks to them and refuses to release the transcripts of the speeches. The question is, what was she telling them in private?
Exactly.
Telling Goldman Sachs in private. right?
Exactly. That's exactly. Ramesh, we've got to go to break, so let's pick it up from right there. Good stuff that you're just opening up to. 15 minutes after the top of the hour, this is Bill Martinez. We're live.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home design and DIY experts Ben and Aaron Napier. Fall is approaching and college football season is kicking off. Whether you're a current student or loyal alumnus, you can enjoy the big game day on a small budget with this tip.
My husband and I went to a football school, so fall brings back great memories. As Ole Miss alums, we love tailgating on the weekends with dear friends. To cut down on costs, we create a tailgate potluck to maximize our mealtime savings.
For all of our tailgate festivities, we love to use our Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, so we earn 2% cash back at grocery stores and now at wholesale clubs. We also earn 3% cash back on gas for the first 2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter, and 1% on all other purchases. Now that's a win I can brag about.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback. That's bankofamerica.com/getcashback. I'm Taylor Purdie.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243. 990-1243.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Getting America back on track.
It's alive!
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day. Good to have you along with us. 19 minutes right now after the top of the hour. You know, so far America has only been allowed to see the tip of the iceberg. And the question that hangs in the balances here is, can a president whose campaign has largely been funded by the billionaire class in Wall Street really walk the walk on corporate crime? Now, Ramesh Anushalan's Aaron Ushalan's book, Madam President, raises this question, among many others, as it lays out a factual analysis of strategic issues related to a possible Madam Clinton presidency. As a former First Lady, Senator, Secretary of State, and now the Democratic Party's nominee for the 2016 U.S. presidential elections, Clinton enjoys the advantage of bringing experience to the table that her opponent cannot boast of. Now, the advantage of experience does not come alone, though. It is accompanied by baggage in the form of a track record, and is one that's been well documented. It's just the question is whether or not, Ramesh, the people are listening. Now, will Hillary's immense experience and charisma override this baggage and catapult her to the Oval Office to make history as its first ever woman occupant? That is the question that remains today. And his book, Madam President, History in the Making, is available at Amazon and all the usual places. And Ramesh Aaron Ushalan continues our conversation right now. Ramesh, before the break, we were talking about the tentacles that went into these big banks and these financial institutions that were too big to fail, and the benefits that they derived subsequently as a result of the bailout, and how the Clinton Foundation got tied into it.
Right. And, see, they've all donated, it's a great point that you brought up, they've all donated substantial amounts to the Clinton Foundation. And the question again is, what was Hillary Clinton telling all of them in private? And I'll give you an example here, which is even more important. Now, you must have heard of the Swiss bank called UBS AG, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And UBS is a large Swiss bank. They were having a problem with the Internal Revenue Service, IRS. And IRS was doing everything possible on earth under the law to get the names of American tax evaders who were holding accounts in Swiss banks, okay? And this was mm-hmm. happening at the time when Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State. She met with them, and not only that, Bill Clinton was offered 10 speeches around the same time. And Hillary herself spoke to UBS subsequent to her relinquishing office as Secretary of State. The question is, here is a bank which is held back. You talk so much on the tax issue. You talk so much on corporate crime. You talk so much on the fact that you'll go after tax havens. But then you're helping an institution that's hiding the names of American taxpayers and causing a loss to the Treasury. And why would you go and speak to them at this point? Isn't that a huge conflict of interest?
That's the deal. We're seeing the quid, and is the pro quo out there? And as some would suggest, Ramesh, it's not a smoking gun anymore. These are smoking cannons, where you see the correlation of her meeting with, in this case, UBS, and all of a sudden Bill Clinton in the name of speeches, oh, coincidentally, and all of a sudden money is funneled to the Clinton Foundation in the name of, oh, we're paying for Bill Clinton to come here and give speeches. And after all, he's just so significant that, the other thing that they fail to acknowledge here is that most presidents, you're talking maybe $70,000, $80,000 a speech. And that was the case for Bill Clinton. But once Mrs. Clinton became Secretary of State, his asking price went up rather astronomically. I mean, it went up 5-6 times for a speech. Now, the only difference is she's now the Secretary of State, and as she even said herself, she says, follow the money. When you follow the money, it involves the Secretary of State. It involves Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, the Clinton Foundation. This does not bode well. I mean, this really just, I think, smacks in the face of everybody to say, are you willing to see the obvious here?
Right. And this is not a lone example. And there were 10 speeches to UBS by Bill Clinton and one speech by Hillary Clinton. Now, there's another company called Canadian Imperial Bank of Commerce. You would have heard of it, CIBC.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
In January 2015, Hillary Clinton gave them a speech. They were again embroiled in a similar case with the IRS. I don't understand. I can't dismiss this as bad judgment. Why would you go and speak to a company that's having a problem with IRS not revealing names of American taxpayers. And I think this doesn't square up very well at all. It doesn't square up. And if you look at the organized... Sorry?
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yes. If you look at the... she spoke to 84 organizations, institutions after she relinquished office, and gave 91 speeches, made $21.15 million in a space of 2 years. These companies lobbied the government 11,630 times, spent nearly $2 billion on lobbying expenses, okay? And many of them were embroiled in problems with SEC, with IRS, with Department of Justice, had committed violations under the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act. So why would you, and especially if you, see, when you're running for the office of the President of the United States, which is the highest office, in my opinion, on the planet.
Yes, exactly.
I think you need to have some standard. Why would you do all of this? It really calls for an explanation, and I haven't seen one so far.
Well, part of the explanation, there's twofold here, Ramesh. Number one, $400,000 a year is chump money. That's not very much money, okay? Number one. Number two is politicians have been groomed, sadly, over the years, with the question of what's in it for me. I mean, when you hear some of the stories of Nancy Pelosi, you know, when she was a child and her father was in politics and how she got involved, it's like the professional political class has this idea of what's in it for me. That's why the governor of Illinois is in jail and many others before him and others around the country, because they can't help themselves. Power, greed, the lure of it is so, it is so strong that,
right.
You know, we're human beings. We're weak people. We make mistakes and we can't help ourselves. And when you put this kind of power in the hands of everyday, you know, human beings, you're going to run into stuff like this. And what's worse yet is when you have the Clintons been able to obfuscate this for an extended period of time. You know, I've said to our audience, it reminds me of the commercial, the Pennzoil commercial says, you can pay me now or pay me later. The pay me now, like anything, like any human failing, Ramesh, when we deal with that problem early on, it's not quite as complicated and not as painful as if you look at it 20 years down the road and you've got all the other tentacles and associated vices that come along with it. Your own self-delusion that it's not as bad and it's something that everybody else does, and the accommodation of human failing. And this is what's happened to the Clintons. They are so far off the mark. And the dangerous part of this, Ramesh, is that as a madam president, her influence that she would have on our culture would be so deleterious, so damaging to future generations, to make them believe that it's okay for them to lie for the cause, you know?
Right, right. And talking about that, I'll give you an example. If you look at one of her bundlers, and it's very known, very well known, very blatant, a person by name Paul Adler, mm-hmm. who was the chairman of the Rockland Democratic Party, he served prison time for 19 months, okay? 19 months. He's a bundler. And they're grateful to him for having bundled money of $250,000 or whatever, something more than $100,000. So is campaign money acceptable at any cost? Can you have anybody on it? On one hand, you say you want to fight political corruption, bribery. On the other, many of the people whom you have as bundlers have been guilty or have served prison term.
Yeah, Ramesh, thank you so much. We're all out of time. As always, good to have you with us. Ramesh Arunachalam has been our guest. His book, Madam President.
Take your medications at the right time of day. Very important, according to today's AARP health tip. More after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really, because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like Contour Next and Walgreens True Metrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens at the corner of Happy and Healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Some drugs are best used in the morning. Others should be taken in the evening or right before going to bed. There's a science to timing drugs to achieve the greatest benefit with the lowest risk of unpleasant side effects. It's called drug chronotherapy. So never change the timing of your drugs without first discussing it with your doctor or pharmacist. For more, go to AARP.org.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You've reached Bill Martinez live. Martinez live.
Hey, welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Hey, what say you? You ready to get involved in the conversation? Don't hold back. Let us hear your opinion. It really counts here. We need to hear from it. This isn't one of those politically correct cupcake kind of zones here. We've got to have these tough conversations. For so long, we've been stifled and been told your opinion doesn't count. It only counts if you want to support the order of the day and the prevailing thought. But I think the prevailing thought is being exposed for what it is. Some of it valid. I'm not willing to throw the baby out with the bathwater. I think we should reason together. But the way we reason together is we've got to respect one another, much in some way as was demonstrated, I believe, in last night's meeting with Donald Trump and the president of Mexico. I believe the two men came together, they reasoned together, talked about some things, and I believe after all is said and done, the president of Mexico is going to understand, I think it's clear to him that in a Donald Trump presidency, everything's on the table, and we're going to negotiate things. We're going to renegotiate NAFTA, the TPP, all on down the line in a way where things are leveled out. And, even Mexico is considered, because I think that, what Donald Trump was suggesting yesterday is that together, at least, with the partnership of Canada, he didn't mention Canada by name, but it is all part of the group here, the Americas here, we've got Canada, America, and Mexico as a partnership. They can leverage things and do a lot better instead of, being so open to throw things, outside of the hemisphere and have other countries benefit. Why not them? I mean, Mexico has the, they've got the labor force And as Donald Trump rightly said, you know, there are traditional values that are very fitting with the American dream. This is why it's easy for Hispanics and Mexicans, which is only a part of, you know, it's only a part of the percentage. I mean, we're not talking it's 100% of the immigration issue. It's only part of it. But yet, what makes it work and what Donald Trump was referring to is the work ethic. You know, Mexicans aren't afraid to roll up their sleeves. They're hardworking. I mean, this is, I can tell you, having grown up and being raised in a Hispanic family, you know, that was, it was such a core value that it was expected. It wasn't anything that my father had to drum into us or our mother. He led by example himself. And it was just part of what we learned in watching the way our father worked and seeing how others worked within the culture that we associated with. It is endemic to the people of Hispanic, you know, origins. And this is a good thing. And, you know, so how do we leverage this relationship that we have to where it's win-win for all? And the fact that we're even having the conversation goes a long way, because now we're starting to talk about these things to where we can level out the playing field and not do it at, you know, in a case where I win at your expense. It's we're going to win-win together. And things always work better, and they make up the difference, where maybe in the short term, you know, right now people are hearing, well, we're going to build a wall and Mexico's going to pay for it. Well, would we want to build a wall and Mexico be happy to pay for it? And I think that's the possibility. But if you don't put it on the table and you don't have some awareness that way and you just want to look at it in a contentious and adversarial perspective, then you get Democratic talking points. And the Democrats would love to own this. But you know what? They passed it by. They ignored it. They just went along to get along and just said, okay, well, you know, the American people will continue to pay for this. And the American people have paid for it for decades. And they're saying, okay, you know, where's the return on investment? What's in it for us? Why do we have this imbalance? Why is this okay? It's not okay. And it's not okay for Mexico any more than it's okay for the United States or Canada or anybody for that matter, because after all is said and done, when we come together, it should be better as a result, right? You know, united we stand. Can we unite on issues that benefit us all? Whether it has to do, as President Nieto talked about, you know, the border control, but they have to see some benefit in taking care of the border on their side as well. And I think that's the component that's missing. You know, Bruce Thatcher is going to be coming on in a couple of days, and we're going to talk about this. And Bruce, in my opinion, has done so much work and research on immigration, has written, I believe, the definitive book on immigration, where he goes back historically, talks about all the different nations and how they approached immigration. It's a brilliant book. If you haven't gotten your hands on it, make sure you check it out. Go to Bruce Thatcher and look him up, and you can go from there and read it. It is a great read, and I think a must-read for anybody that wants to have some understanding about immigration. Because he takes you back through history as to what works, what doesn't work. And we know that it doesn't work here in America. Now, it's interesting because you hear Democrats say it's a complex issue. And I say you're exactly right. And the reason it's complex is for the very same reason that we brought out in the conversation with Ramesh earlier. And that is that if you deal with a problem early, it's not so complicated. You can deal with it. Now you deal with it later. You keep kicking it down the road. Now we're in a position where we've got anchor babies involved. We've got families being split up. We've got good people who have come here wanting to assimilate in America. I mean, they're good candidates to be here legally. And that's what we should look at, is for their dignity. I mean, you don't want people going looking over their shoulder thinking, what, you know, am I going to be imported? I mean, or deported here at any moment here because I'm here illegally? They know they're here illegally, but they're trying to hold on to something that they know is not just and right. And that's the shame of this, because you cannot force a round peg in a square hole. And that's what some of these immigration attorneys and some of these antagonists want us to believe. You want people coming to America and have the, you know, have the joy of being here in America. Oh, yeah, freedom. The freedom to be able to go about from state to state, to travel, if you want to travel back to Mexico, Canada, or Europe, and know that when you go out, you come back, and you have the covering of the United States of America, if, in fact, you are a citizen, and everything, all the rights and privileges that go with it. But not to be one that's operating in the shadows. I mean, to me, when you want to talk about human dignity, you know, that's what our policies have done. And I will put it square on the Democrats and maybe even some Republicans who have kowtowed to this for the sake of garnering votes and that sort of thing. And this is what's so messed up about this system right now. It's not driven in the interest of we the people. This is why Donald Trump is resonating with Main Street America, because it is, you know, we've been hungering for somebody who is going to champion the American cause that is right for everybody, that gets, you know, gets illegals. And again, you know, when everybody hears illegals, they think we're only talking about Mexicans. I mean, you got to look at the numbers and see, you know, how many Europeans are involved, how many Asians are involved, Canadians, the whole gamut here, and what makes up illegal immigration. But at the end of the day, Scott, these are human beings. These are live people that lives and their children are being affected because of our poor policies, right?
Yeah, definitely. And that's, I mean, that's the thing about all the policies. I mean, we have to, when you hear them, you have to take into account that it does affect us on some level.
It affects the immigrants as well as the citizens. It's got to be win-win all the way around. I mean, there's a reason that we have immigration and a reason we only let, I say only, I mean, that's a lot, a million people a year legally. They're fully vetted, and in a way, of, and part of the process of vetting is to make sure they're not a liability to the state in which they're going to live, that they have a sponsor, they have a job, they have a way to support themselves. That is absolutely critical. But, you know, of course, right now that's being, you know, that's missing and left out of the proposition because that doesn't promote votes for the Democratic Party. That's what this is all about. It is that diabolical, and you got to see it for what it is. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 19 before the top of the hour.
Affordable alternative to the high cost of health care that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable health care that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain health care costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Give the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world,
One Life. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of One Life. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
What would you think if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Well, whether it's online or any one of the 280-plus affiliates that we have here, or anywhere around the world via shortwave, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you along with us, and thank you for spreading the word and increasing our reach and the conversation that is going to get this country back on track, because we are committed to pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. Because when it comes to making a choice, you want to make them based on the facts and the truth, right? And you've heard me say, and I maintain, that in the absence of fact, opinion rules, and we can get ourselves exercised about a lot of things. This is why, you know, I believe in looking and considering seriously the empirical evidence, that that trumps opinion every time. And to this point here, I've been looking forward to speaking with Nadia Lopez. Nadia is the founding principal of Mott Hall Bridges Academy. You may have heard about her. It is a model for quality education that includes a safe, nurturing, and innovative learning environment. Since being featured on Humans of New York in February of last year, she's been invited to speak at Harvard, was invited to the White House, delivered a TED Talk on the revolution of education, was nominated as a finalist in the Global Teacher Prize, a recipient of the 2015 Black Girls Rock Change Agent Award and the 2015 Barnard College Medal of Distinction Awardee. Nadia Lopez, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thank you for the invite, Bill. I'm great. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing wonderful. I got to tell you, it's an honor to have you here, because what you have done has opened up the doors of possibility. You didn't just accept the status quo. You said, why not? I mean, if you're going to commit yourself to a profession, which I believe, you know, a lot of people have the same desire, but for whatever reason, they're so overwhelmed by the bureaucracy and by the established nine-dot paradigm that education has been trapped in. And God bless you, Nadia, for, you know, going against the odds and doing something. And this is beyond yourself. I mean, it's for the kids that you are educating here.
Well, it definitely is. I just, in all that you said, at the core, it's about there's no excuse as to why we can't be the very village that supports our children and creates a learning environment that says that they can. and surround them with positive words. So as you were speaking, I looked up in my office and I was thinking about the quote that says, you see things and you say why, but I dream things that never were and I say why not, and that's George Bernard Shaw. And those are a lot of those quotes live throughout my school building, because I want us to be reminded that we're in control of what happens. And yes, there's a system that's in place, but at the core of that is always the leaders and people are making decisions. And when I'm in my school building, I have to become the leader who's going to say what's going to be the type of curriculum, the type of setting, the type of expectations, because everything changes. Once administration changes, so do the policies. But good teaching, great teaching, that never changes.
Right. Well, when you take responsibility, as you did, at a local level, this is the challenge against, you know, things that are done on a one-size-fit-all, a social engineer type of concept of education, that what you did really smacks it all in the face. I mean, here's evidence of what you can do at the local level, and it is profound. The lives that you are changing, the dreams that you have catapulted, you know, from these kids that have gone through your curriculum and that, you know, have enjoyed the process that you've created here.
Definitely. You know, it's I draw from my experiences, so this isn't something new. People have associated me with revolutionizing education. I think I'm more of a throwback kid who I just had great teachers, people who were committed to the process, teachers who were invested in the community. And it wasn't about oftentimes, you know, the focus is always, you know, children of color need teachers of color. That's not necessarily the case. They need teachers who care. They need teachers who are invested. They need teachers who have an understanding of what they're going through and know their content. And we become a family, a tight-knit family, just as a team first, because I don't believe we can work in isolation. And the reason why I do that is because in the media you would see so much negativity when it comes to educators. It's all about what we're not doing. It's all about how we're failing the kids. And it usually comes from people who never step foot in our buildings, who never have conversations with parents or the children, who don't understand the impact of standardized testing and how it becomes detrimental.
Mm-hmm.
And it can hit the self-confidence of everyone who's involved. So if you're constantly being reminded that you're not achieving based off of exams that are set forth by businesses, and every 3 years we get a new exam and get a new company that's providing us with curriculum, everyone else is making money off of the children, but you have teachers who become frustrated and leave their profession. You have children who are failing. You have parents who become less involved. You have administrators who burn out, and so it becomes this vicious cycle.
Well, to me, what I've seen that you've done is you've made this a bottom-up movement where it starts with the kids and it's for the kids, and it's made a huge difference. How do we, Nadia, how do we encourage that to where it would take over the curriculum in light of the pressures of Common Core, the interests of, you know, teachers unions and all those things? Is there a way that your program can be the catalyst to really bring our educational system into the 21st century? Is it possible?
Everything is possible. Like I said, I grew up in Crown Heights, Brooklyn, that's similar to Brownsville. The only difference is that we don't have nearly as many housing developments, which are the projects. It was a poor community at one point before gentrification. It was during the crack era, gangs, violence. I grew up in it all, and parents weren't involved then, but our teachers really focused on the needs of the kids. They were willing to sit down and talk to us. They made connections to what we did know and would take us outside of our immediate environment so that we were exposed to things beyond our school. And so it's those things that when I say about great teachers, they see the possibilities of what can happen. I think that what's going on now in our education system is that so many things are being imposed upon us, and the voices of those who have to do the work is not considered. So there are people who sit together and they strategize, and at the end of the day, it's a monetary exchange that is driving what we do in our classrooms. And it's unfair, and it's not preparing anyone for anything in the future, which is why you have such, such negativity that's happening, that's being discussed in the media today. And for me, it was just about what worked when I was a kid. What worked for me as a parent and my expectations for my child? And what were those gaps? And that's what really drove me to get into education, because I have a child who's now going into 10th grade, and I'm an active parent, but I'm also constantly in my building. But I know what I expect for her and of those who are educating her.
Exactly.
And so I did that because my mom, who wasn't from this country, nor was my dad, they relied on the education system to put me on a pathway that was going to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I experience is what I bring into the classroom, is how I educate my parents for them to be involved. It's how I inspire and encourage my teachers, because what we're doing is it's changing the landscape for children who were forgotten for way too long.
Right. Well, Nadia, we've got about a minute left here, and I want you to address, and this is probably for another conversation that you and I need to have, but I want to begin to open the conversation in terms of getting people to understand what young black boys in America are faced with, and, you know, the injustice and the lack of access to opportunity that maybe, you know, a majority of Americans take for granted, but they're missing out on. Give us some insight there of what these young black boys in America are faced with.
You know, unfortunately, the images that's portrayed is that they have no value, and that they are aggressive, and they need to be contained in some way, shape, or form. A lot of our young black males are put, quote unquote, into special education as opposed to seen as receiving services. So they always come in at a deficit of having to prove themselves, and they learn differently. They're more hands-on. They're more tactile learners. They could be they're visual learners. They're not good with sitting for long periods of time, but neither is a lot of adults.
And I'd say boys in general. Hispanic, white, and otherwise, the same thing. Yeah,
it's always that way. But the way they express themselves, they're often seen as aggressive, and it's not that it's aggression; it's often frustration.
Exactly.
And so I often felt like they don't know that they matter. When it's constantly said that their lives are worth taking, how can we, change the narrative? And that's why
exactly. Well, Nadia, we're going to have to leave it at that, but bring you back, hopefully. Nadia Lopez on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Nadia.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.